Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The case involving Change Counsel that ultimately set up the decision that's now before the U.S. Supreme Court issues a ruling. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining us is Holly Mead.
I guess you were really, you were actually referring to the Childs case that the Supreme Court recently heard regarding a Christian counselor in Colorado.
Right, the Childs case that's before the U.S. Supreme Court. We filed two briefs in that case out of Colorado. I think the Supreme Court will come down with a decision in 2026 that strikes down that Colorado law that bans Christian change counseling. But that particular case got literally teed up because of the Otto case, because Otto versus City of Boca Raton, Florida, and Palm Beach County, Florida, was the first victory at the Court of Appeals in the entire nation. And
we
that was
had
Dr. Robert Otto and Dr. Julie Hamilton, our clients.
And we actually had two cases as well that went to the 11th Circuit, not just the Otto case, but also
the Vazo case.
The Vazo case in a different section of Florida. Both of those areas, they were trying to stop Christian counselors. They were actually saying that the government can intrude into a counselor's office and tell a counselor what he and she cannot say to help the client.
Yeah, that's
absurd.
Absurd. So these cases actually struck down those laws in Boca Raton, Florida, Palm Beach County. That was the Otto and Hamilton case. And then the other one was the Vazo case, another counselor that represented in Tampa or Hillsborough County, Florida. Similar, virtually identical. All these laws were basically identical across the country. As a result of this case, the Otto case, that affected about 23 then existing similar bans that were on state or local level. The Florida legislature had routinely rejected efforts to pass a statewide ban. So did Alabama and Georgia. But what these LGBTQ advocates did is they went to different places like Palm Beach County, Boca Raton, Florida, in the southeastern part of Florida. They lobbied them, and they ultimately got them to pass these local laws. We filed suit. That ended up striking down about 23, leaving 87, which currently are on the books right now, across the state, the nation.
And this 11th Circuit decision affects not only Florida, but Alabama and Georgia as well.
That's right. And so we won the actual merits of the case a number of years ago. We started this litigation in June of 2018. So it's been going on for some time. And we ended up winning at the Court of Appeals. And then we asked for attorney's fees. We were ultimately successful in getting attorney's fees between the two government entities of about $720,000 or so.
And thankfully, our plaintiffs were actually awarded some fees
and
as
our
well.
Plaintiffs
which
were
they weren't
awarded,
expecting.
Yeah, our plaintiffs were awarded damages as well. Mm-hmm. Each one of them were awarded damages as well.
Because they were muzzled from helping these kids for a time, so they weren't able to do their practice to help these kids.
That's right. And so we then filed an appeal to the Court of Appeals on the amount of fees. I mean, that's a significant amount of attorney's fees, but we felt that the judge below that originally ruled against us did not follow the proper legal requirements in awarding fees. And so we went to the Court of Appeals, and just recently now, after many, many months of filing briefs and then waiting for about a year for the court to rule, they ruled and they increased the fees by $150,000 from the lower court judgment. So now the total is $885,000 in fees and expenses.
That's a huge victory. But also, you know, we defend these clients pro bono, and then all the attorneys, all the things we're filing, that costs a lot of money. So this helps compensate for that.
It does help compensate for it. We don't charge any of our clients, but obviously, you know, our staff have to be paid, our bills have to be paid, all of the travel has to be paid, all of the experts, the depositions, all of the court filing fees. We provide all of that. And so this now $885,000 will go toward additional representation for other individuals that we're able to represent at no cost. Moreover, I think this is more critically important. On the one hand, yes, it helps to fund Liberty Counsel so that we can go out and help other people at no cost that would not be able to afford an attorney. That's clear. But again, beyond that, these entities like Boca Raton, Florida and Palm Beach County, they have to understand that there are consequences to their unconstitutional acts, that they have to pay for their unconstitutional acts. So in this case, the $185,000 will be split in some form or fashion between the city and the county, somewhat in half. I don't know how they'll do that, but they'll end up having to pay for that. But they have to understand that there's a consequence when you violate their constitutional rights. And in fact, in this particular case, one of them, Palm Beach County, was motivated by a person by the name of Rand Hawk. Rand Hawk is someone that I've known for many years, going back to the 1990s when I did some workers' compensation cases. And he is an attorney down in the Palm Beach area. He also headed up the human rights group down there in Palm Beach County. And he's the one and his organization that lobbied Palm Beach County and Boca Raton. And they used, guess who, the Southern Poverty Law Center's opinion. Remember that?
Yeah.
They got an opinion from the Southern Poverty Law Center that this would be okay to do and that they would be defensible in doing that.
Mm.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
And so Palm Beach County relied upon his lobbying and the SPLC's bad legal advice in this case. They passed these ordinances and they thought they were going to get away with it until we have brave clients, Dr. Robert Otto, Dr. Julie Hamilton. And I say brave clients because their names are actually on the complaint. It's Robert Otto and Julie Hamilton versus City of Boca Raton, Florida and Palm Beach County, Florida. Their names are not anonymous. They're on the complaint. They represent minor clients, and they challenged and they've prevailed over these ordinances passed by these government entities. But by putting their names out there, they also are brave enough to say, I'm going to stand up no matter what the consequences are.
Mm-hmm.
Because by putting their names out there, they can get boycotted. They could have their own personal property and themselves put in jeopardy, because you know how this LGBTQ agenda is. It can become very violent and very, very intolerant. So they were willing to actually put their names on the line and stand up. I can tell you from dealing with counselors, they are more of a rare breed as opposed to the common person. There's a lot of counselors out there, including Christian counselors, that will have no courage to put their name on the lawsuit to challenge an unconstitutional law like this. But Robert Otto and Julie Hamilton were courageous and principled enough to actually take on this case. And as a result, this case was the first victory in the entire United States of America. And this is the case that actually set up the Colorado case to go to the Supreme Court, because it caused a conflict when that case came down after and went the wrong way.
But they're courageous because they care about their clients. And bottom line, in all of a situation, it's the children who are either hurt or helped, depending on which way you go with these bans. And so because of the victory at the 11th Circuit, these children can now be helped against this gender confusion, against this agenda that's pushing them off the cliff, so to speak, try to mutilate their bodies. They can be helped by Christian counselors who want to help them meet their goals of not dealing with this confusion anymore and finding freedom in Christ.
That's exactly right. I mean, these are real people and families that are in need of good Christian counselors. If you have a son, a daughter, or grandchildren that are struggling in this area, be sure that you choose the correct Christian counselor. Not all Christian counselors are created equal, if you will. Not all of them have the right worldview or the right training. And if you have questions about selecting particular good counselors in your area, you can contact Liberty Counsel or go to the American Association of Christian Counselors, AACC. There's also other groups as well, the Alliance, that we are very familiar with and represent, to get the right kind of counsel. The good news is that there is hope and change for those that are struggling with these unwanted attractions and gender confusion.
And the government has no business in a counselor's
Absolutely
office.
Absolutely none. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.